For the structure, you've been able to dictate an endoscopy report on Mary Jeanette Dormaville, date of birth 3/20/1959, date of procedure August 2nd, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goltergio, referring physicians, Dr. Beth Yadweb Oliver. Procedure performed, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. As well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is dysphagia, colorectal or cancer screening, constipation with changing bowel habits. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, vision, limbing, dual expense, patient brought in the hospital suite, placed in a lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service. With monitor anesthesia care, well lubricated pseudo colonoscope, gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus, and in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex tubes, obtained at the cardiac resumption from the stomach before duodenoscope. Patient tried the procedure well, was turned around in left lateral position. Visual rectal exam was performed while Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into rectum, advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix orifice, the cecal valve, confluence of Holt. Very careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum, or retroflexure, retaining the rectum, period, Boston bell probe scores graded as a 6, 2-2, 0, 5. The patient had the procedure well without any complication findings. Set up for endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus appeared on remarkable coma. Biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. The dysphagia next line, the Z line is regular at 38 centimeters from bite block. Coma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Given the dysphagia next line, there was a 1 to 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Coma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Histology. On the line prior to this, please also note widely patent esophagus was noted. Following the gastric erythema line, please note there was approximately 6 millimeter fundal nodule. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter antral submucosal appearing nodule. This was biopsied for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal bulbar erythema nodularity. Biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line. In D2, surrounding the periampullary region, there was noted to be abnormal mucosa, comma. This appeared as adenomatous, comma. Biopsies were obtained for further evaluation histology. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, Boston bowel prep scores greater than 6, comma, 2-2-2, comma, fair prep. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon sessile palp, cold biopsy palpectomy. Next line, there was approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow up biopsy pathology. This is sent staff for further evaluation given the periampullary lesion. Next line, likely based on pathology, we'll need referral to Orlando Healthcare for D2 abnormality / lesion for U.S. For D2 abnormality / lesion period, we'll need EOS of the nodules noted in the stomach. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending bath. Next line. Recommend a high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.